Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedrin Avyoda. We are starting Tesla Rebbe's the last two words on the Amud. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarabas, Biakam Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we conclude with a case in which Rava had brought the concept, Palgino Dibura. A person made a statement which we split into two and we used only part of. And the case was that a person had said, that fellow was Eremishkav Zachar with me, Lirtsaini, I was a willing partner. And if there's another witness to that act, they combined to be able to punish the perpetrator. Now this is Palgino. We only listen to the first part, Ploini Ravani, he sodomized me. And we don't pay attention to the second part, that it was Lirtsaini, I did it willingly, because Adam Karavetzel Atzmai, a person's a relative of himself, and he can't testify about a relative, so we don't listen to the part where he's saying about himself, only about the other guy. Now we continue with another case, the Gemara tells us, Amarava says, let's say a guy comes to Bezin and says, Ploini Baal Ishti, another fellow lived with my wife, in which technically both of them would be Chayav Misa, Huv Acher Mitzarfen L'Hargoy, him, meaning the husband, and another guy, if they give ages together, they're able to Mitzarf to kill the one who is Baal's wife, Avaloy L'Hargoy, but not to kill her, not to kill his wife. And the question is, Makamash Malan, what's the Chiddush? That we're going to split a statement and we'll only listen to the part where somebody was over an Avir with a married woman, but not that that married woman was his wife. I know that's the same exact thing as the previous case. And the answer is, Malatemi, you might have thought, that we're only going to say a person's a relative towards himself. So we're not going to listen to part of his testimony when he's incriminating himself. But in regards to his wife, she's not necessarily considered a relative of his, and therefore we'll believe his testimony about his wife being Mizane and we're going to kill her. Kamashmon, the Chiddush is that we do not do that, and we say Adam Karav Eitzel Ishtai as well, and therefore we do not listen to his testimony about his wife. On to another case, Rav Rava says, when a guy comes to Bezin and tells them, Pliny Baal Naram Rasa, that fellow was Baal Naram Rasa, an engaged young woman, and we know if it's true, that man would be killed, Vahuzmu, but then those Edim came Edim Zayman, Nerug, and they're going to be killed, V'ein Mishalman Mamain, and they're not going to have to pay money. That's because they didn't say which Naram Rasa it was, and therefore they weren't trying to get anyone to lose their Ksuba. However, let's say their Edus was, Bita Shal Pliny, that man was Baal, that person's daughter, Vahuzmu, and then they turned out to be Edim Zayman, Nerug, they're going to be killed, Umishalman Mamain, and they also have to pay, meaning they also have to make up for that loss of Ksuba they tried to get her to lose. And the reason why this is possible, and we don't say Kamal Bidrabine, as we've spoken about previously, when a person does one thing and they're chai of two punishments, we only give them the stricter of the two. Over here, they're going to get both punishments. Why is that? Mamozen, Nefashas Lazet. They're chai mamonis to this one, to the woman herself, because they tried to get her to lose her Ksuba, and Nefashas to that one, and they tried to get the man to be killed, and therefore it's two separate chiyuvim, two separate people, and that's why they're going to get both of them. On to another case, Amarav Rava says, let's say a guy comes to Bezin and tells him, Ploini Rava Hashar, that fellow sodomized Hashar, Vahuzmu, and the Adim turned to be Zayman, Nerug, and they get killed, Ve'in Mishal Mamon, they don't have to pay, because they never said whose Shar it was. Whereas let's say they said, Shar Shal Pliny, that fellow did it to that guy's Shar, so we know which Shar it is, Vahuzmu, they turned to be Adim Zayman, Nerug, and Umishal Mamon, they're gonna be killed and have to pay money, Mamalazen, Fashal Sazeh, Mamon is to the owner of the Shar, which they tried to get him to lose, and Nefashas because they tried to kill that guy. Hazak Mahar Sulamali, what do we need this other case for? Ainu Hacha seems to be the same exact as the previous one, and this is Mishum to Kabai, Bahaya, Ilavei, because the question is gonna be asked on this case by Rabba asked the following question, let's say a guy says, Pliny Rava Shairi, that guy was Revea Maishar. Ma, what's it doing over here? Mi Amrinu, do we say Adam Karvetzel Atzmai Ve'en Adam Karvetzel Mamonai? That a person is only a Karv in regards to himself, but not in regards to his Mamonis, his money. I don't perhaps, are meaning Adam Karvetzel Mamonai? Maybe we do say that a person is a Karv to his money, and therefore we're not going to kill his Shar, because like he's a Karv to his Shar, and we're only going to kill the person who sodomized the Shar, but not the Shar itself. And Basar Tabaya Hadar Pashta, after he asked the question, he answered it Adam Karvetzel Atzmai Ve'en Adam Karvetzel Mamonai. A person is a Karv only to himself, but not to his Mamonis, and therefore in this case, when he says that somebody else was Reveya his Shar, we're going to kill not only the person, but also the Shar. And continue to explain the Mishnah we had said, Malkus B'Shloisha, that in the case of Malkus, we need three Dayanim. Ask the Gemara, Menar Mili, how do we know this? So Rav Huna, Amar Kratz, because the Pasuk tells us, Ushvatum, and they shall judge them. What do we learn from here? Shnaim, that we're talking about two Dayanim, because they are judging them, so this is two Dayanim. Vein Bezin Shakol, we can't have an even Bezin, Masivin Aleinu Adechad, we add another one, Harikan Shloisha, that's three. Ask the Gemara El Meata, but from here, what about the continuation of the Pasuk that tells us, Vitzdiku, and they shall be Matzdik, they shall find righteous. Shnaim, that's mashma, another two dayanim. And the pasuk also says, Virhershu, and they shall find guilty. Shnaim, that's another two. Harei kan shiva, that's a total of seven, because we have two, two, two in the pasuk, that's six, and then we can't have a bezin shakol, so we have to add on another one for seven. The Gemara says, no. Ha'humi ba'alil chidu'ula, those two words in the pasuk, Vitzdiku and Virhershu, are needed for what Ula says. Amr Ula, Ula tells us, Remez la'edim zayman ha'tayim menayin, where do we find a hint about edim zayman in the Torah? Now we just pause to explain. Remez la'edim zayman, you need a remez, a hint in the pasuk? Vaksiv, a pasuk tells us, Beferosh, Kasher Zom. So we don't need a hint. El rather, what's the question? Remez la'edim zayman shalaykin minayin. How do we know that edim zayman could get malchus? And that's because the chesiv, the pasuk tells us, v'tzdikus at tzadik v'rshuas harasha, and they find the tzadik righteous, and they make the rasha guilty. Now the question is, mishum detzdikus at tzadik v'rshuas harasha, just because they found the righteous guy righteous and the evil guy evil, that means that we should lead to the following, which is another pasuk, v'hayim bin akais harasha, it will then be that the rasha, the guilty one, gets struck. What's the pasuk trying to tell us? It seems to be that v'tzdikus at tzadik, finding the righteous man righteous, is in intrinsic part in giving makas to the Rasha. But what does one have to do with another? Simply find the Rasha as a Rasha and give him makas because of that. What does that have to do with the Tzaddik? Or rather, what's the Pasuk telling us about something else? Edim Shirshius HaTzaddik. Originally, Edim came along and they were Marshia the Tzaddik. The guy who really was righteous, they found him to be guilty. And then Vasu Edi Achrini. Other Edim came along. The second group came, Vitzdikus HaTzaddik Meikara. And they were Matzdik, the guy who was originally a Tzaddik, who was falsely made into a Rasha. Vishavinu Lahana Chashayim. And then they turned the second group of Edim into Rashayim. And that's what Edim Zayman are doing. And then the Pasuk says, Vayim Binakas Rasha. It will then be that the Rasha, meaning the second group of Edim that turned out to be Zayman, they're going to get Malkas. So that's what the words Vitzdiku and Virshu are telling us. And it can't be used to teach us that a Bezdin needs seven people as opposed to three. As more of a tape of Glay, why don't we learn that Edim Zayman get Malkas from the following, Miloy Sane. From the Pasuk of Loy Sane, that means don't give false Edos. And Edim Zayman gave false Edos, so they should get Malkas. And that's a lav. And we know we get Malkas for a lav. And the answer is Shem the Havali lav she'ein by Maisa, because it's a lav that doesn't have a Maisa. There's no action with it. A lav that doesn't come along with an action doesn't get Malkas, and simply giving Edos, which is really just using your mouth to speak words, it doesn't have a real action to it, so one would not get Malkas for that, which is why we need the Pasuk of Vitzdiku Virshiu to tell us that Edim Zayman get Malkas. Now, continue to explain the Mishnah, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Basim Mishloisha, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, they had said that we need 23 judges in order to try a case of Malkas. The question is, my time is Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel's reasoning? And Amru Bahi explains, Asir Rasha Rasha Mechavi Misais, he learns Xer Shava, Rasha Rasha from Chavi Misais. Xiv Hachat says over here, Vayim Binakas Rasha, that's talking about Malkas. Uksiv Hasim, it says over there, in regards to a person who'd be Chayv Misa, Asher Hu Rasha Olamos, and so we have the words Rasha Rasha, Ma'alon Basim Shloisha, just like in regards to Chayv Misa, we need 23 judges, Afkan Basim Shloisha, so too in regards to Malkas, we need 23 judges. Now Rav Amar, Rav gives a totally different explanation. Malkas Bimkai Misa Medes. Malkas is really in place of Misa. A person was over on the word of Hashem, Hashem said, don't do this, and he did it, so he really should be Chayv Misa, and a form of Misa is Malkas, and that's why we need 23. That's really so, why do we have to make an evaluation of how many makas this person is able to handle? That's what we have to do before God gets makas. Bezdin has to evaluate him, they have to shot him up. Okay, he can't take 39 makas, he can only handle 24. And then they're going to give him 24 makas. Well, why should that be? Limchaye, strike him, give him the full 39, vimayas lemos. And if he dies, he dies. Because anyway, makas is a form of misa. So if he actually dies after being struck too many times, anyway, it was coming to him. Why do we have to decide how many makas he could get and not give him any more than that? Amalei so responded, Amakra, that's because the Pasuk tells us, that your brother should be degraded in front of your eyes. And that tells us, kimachis, that when you strike him, agab dechai machis, that you have to strike, you have to give those malchus on the back of a living person. In other words, you're right, malchus is a type of misa, and technically if the guy dies, it shouldn't be a problem. It's just that we have a different pasuk that tells us that when you strike the fellow, he has to be alive. And that's why we have to evaluate how many malchus he could take, and not more than that. We continue asking, El Hadetani, what about the following brisa that tells us, amdu l'kabel esrim, if they evaluated that this guy can only handle 20 malchus. Ein makanosai, el makas haruz l'shtalish, they're only allowed to give him a number of makas that could be broken down into thirds, meaning it has to be divisible by three. The kamnehain, so how many are they going to give this guy who can technically handle 20? Tamne Srei, they only give him 18, because 18 is divisible by three, and therefore they're only going to give him 18 makas, even though he technically could handle 20. Now the question is, Yonam Bezantab, Lumchai Asr V'chada, give him 21 makas, and V'chimayas Ba'chada Lemos, even if he dies by this last strike, by this last hit that he got, so let him die. Daki Machis, because when he got struck with that last one, with number 21 that he really couldn't handle, Agab Dechai Kamachis, we're striking it on the back of a live person, and he's only dying after he got struck this 21st time. And so here we found a case where a person gets Malkas and he dies because of it, and we filled the psukim that we had before, and it's not a problem that he dies, because again, Malkas is a form of Misa. So I'm going to respond to this. I'm recording. The Pasuk tells us, V'nikla achicha le'inecha, and what do we learn from here? Achar shalaka achicha bi'ina v'leka. After he's struck, he still needs to be your brother. He still needs to be alive, because only if he's alive is he considered your brother, and that wouldn't be in such a case that he dies after the 21st time, which is why, if he's only been handled 20, for example, we're only going to give him 18 and not 21 because he might die. And we still stay with this understanding, Rabbi Shmuel, of why Malkus needs 23 judges, because it's a form of Misa. And continue to explain the Mishnah, we said Ibra Chodesh B'Shloisha, Ibra Chodesh, which is extending the month, that needs three Dayanim. Now let's just explain something very briefly. Since in Yiddishkeit we follow the lunar calendar, a month lasts as long as the cycle, as the moon does, which is 29 and a half days. Now since we can't have half a day, it's not like we're going to end a month halfway through the day, and then the new month is going to start the other half of the day. A month is either going to be 29 days, falling a bit short, or 30 days, coming out just a bit ahead. Now, before the calendar was set, like we have it, every month needed to be Mekudesh by Bezdin. Edim would cite the new moon, they would testify, and Bezdin would clear Mekudesh, and that's when Rosh Chodesh was. And if the month wasn't 29 days, it ended up being 30, that's called Ibra Chodesh, extending the month. Now, the Gemara focuses on the wording in the Mishnah, Chishov like Itani. It doesn't say that we need three Dayanim for the Chishov, for the calculations, for the discussion of whether or not we're going to extend the month. And Kiddush like Itani, it doesn't say that when we're officially Mekadesh the month, when we officially say today is Rosh Chodesh, then we need three judges. Ela Ibur, rather, it says that when extending the month, we need three judges. And the question question is, why is that? Just don't be mekadesh it. Don't have bezin say it's mekadesh, it's officially a new month. And b'meila, on its own, it's going to end up being an extended month. Because if they're not mekadesh it on day 29, then that means automatically it's an extended month. It's a leap month. It's one with 30 days, not 29. Why do we need to officially establish it as a 30-day month? So Rabbi, he answers on this. To me, really what the Mishnah should teach is kiddush ha-chodesh, that the actual kiddush of the chodesh, the sanctification of the month, is done with three. And that's really what the Mishnah should say. And Tanya Rabbi is just like this. Kiddush ha-chodesh v'ibur hashana b'shloisha. Rav Meir says the kiddush ha-chodesh and extending of the year, adding on another month, we're going to talk about that later, that's done with three. However, Amar Rava, Rava asks on this, but ibur katani, it doesn't say the word kiddush, it says ibur. El Amar Rava, rather Rava explains differently, kiddush b'yayim ibur b'shloisha. When Bezin is mekadesh the month on the extended day, meaning on day 30, which is the day that the month gets extended, that needs three dayanim. Whereas acher ibur leka kiddush, if it's the day after the ibur, meaning it's day 31 of the month, then there's no kiddush ha-chodesh. Unu mani, who would our Mishnah be like? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadiki, it would be him. That now with Mishnah Elazar Rabbi Tzadik Omer, he tells us imloy near bezmanoi, if the moon was not seen in its proper time, meaning it wasn't seen on day 29 in mekadeshnoi soi, Bezin is not officially mekadesh it shekvar kichu b'shamayim, because it was ready mekadesh in shamayim by the fact that we don't have proper edim that saw the new moon on day 29. They only saw it on day 30, so it means that shamayim, meaning Hashem already decided this month is going to be a 30-day and not a 29-day month, and therefore they don't need officially mekadesh it. Rav Nachman Omer, he gives the exact opposite answer. Kiddush acher ibur b'shloisha, if they were mekadesh the month after the ibur, meaning on day 31, so then we need three judges. Whereas b'yayim ibur leka kiddush, if it's on the day of the ibur, meaning on day 30 of the month, then it does not need kiddush. And umani, who would this be like? Plimahi, it's according to Plima. The Tanya of Abraisa, Plima Omer, he says bizmanai ain mekadeshnoi soi, if it's in its man, the moon was seen on day 30, then we're not going to mekadesh it. Shalei bizmanai mekadeshnoi soi, it's only if it's shalei bizmanai, then we will mekadesh it. Now Rashi Omer Rashi gives a different answer. Lo olam chishuv katani. Really, when the Mishnah says ibur, it means chishuv. And umai ibur, what does it mean ibur? Why are we using the word ibur if it's referring to chishuv? The answer is chishuv de ibur. It's referring to the calculations and discussions that Bezin is going to have about whether or not they're going to extend the month. And umai dekabay lemisni ibur shana. Since the Mishnah afterwards has to say ibur shana, extending the year, and uses this word ibur shana, tanami ibur chodesh. That's what also uses the word ibur chodesh, extending the month. But again, it's not about extending the actual month that needs three. It's the discussions regarding whether or not the month should be extended. That's what requires three. Now, based off of this, we clarify chishuv chodesh in kiddush chodesh loy. The discussion of whether or not to extend the month requires three, but kiddush chodesh does not, according to this. Money, who would this be like? Rabbi Elazar, Yitzhak Elazar, Tanya of Bresh, Rabbi Elazar, Omer. He says bein bezmanai bein shaloi bezmanai, whether the moon was seen in its proper time or not. Ein mekadeshnoi soi, we're not mekadesh it. Shnemar, because the pasuk says v'kidashim v'shnas chamishim shana, he shall sanctify the 50th year. This referring to the yovel year. What do we learn from here? Shana matam mekadesh v'iyat mekadesh chodashim. You're only officially mekadesh years, and you're not mekadesh months, and that's according to Rabbi Elazar. Can you explain the Mishnah we had said? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer b'shloisha v'chulu. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had said that a leap year, a year that's extended a month, it requires three dayanim, and then five, and then seven. And the question is, how does that work? So Tanya of a Brisa, Ketzad Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'shloisha maschilin b'chamisha noisim noisnin v'gayim b'sheva. In what situation? What's the setup in which Rabbi Gamliel had said that we start with three, we have the whole discussion with five, and we conclude with seven? So this is how it works. Echad Omer leishev, u'shnayim armim lo leishev. One dayan says that we should sit, meaning we should have a discussion about extending the year. And two of them say, no, we don't need to have such a discussion. So batal yachid miutai, the individual is batal. He's nullified because he's the miut, he's a minority. However, let's say shnayim armim leishev, echad armim shloi leishev. Two say that we should sit and discuss this, and one of them says we shouldn't. So meisivan alein ojshnayim. Here we're going to add two more dayanim, v'noisim v'noisim bedavar, and they're going to continue their discussion about this, whether or not we should extend the year. And now we have five dayanim. So shnayim armim tzricha, shloish armim eino tzricha. Let's say we come out. The two say we need to extend the year and add another month, and three say we do not need to. Bitul shnayim miutan. The two are batal because they're the miut and they're not going to extend the year. However, let's say shloish armim tzricha, shnayim armim eino tzricha. Three say that we do need to, and two say that we do not. Meisivan alein ojshnayim. We add another two. She'en amin yapachas m'sheva. We can't have less than seven to conclude this, and this understanding of what Rav Shimon Gamliel had said in the Mishnah. Now the question is, Ani Shlosh Chamisha V'Sheva Kenegan Mi, who are these three, five, and seven judges corresponding to? And the answer is, Pligi Bar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, V'Chad Ime, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, and somebody along with him argue, and Umanu, who's that one along with him? Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, V'Amri La, some say it's all the way around. Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, V'Chad Ime, there's Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, and somebody along with him who argues, and Umanu, who's that? Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani. So what's the machlokes? Chan number one says, Kenegan Birchas Kehanim, it corresponds to Birchas Kehanim. We know the Birchas Kehanim has three psukim. The first one has three words, Yirach Hashem Yishmerecha. The second one has five words, Yirashem Panav Elecha Yichuneka. And the third one has seven words, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha Yasem Lecha Shalom. And that's what these three, five, and seven judges correspond to. V'chanomer, the other one says, Shlosha Keneged Shomer Asaf. Three correspond to the three that guard the Beis HaMikdash. Chamisha Meiroi Pnei HaMelech. Five correspond to the ones who see the king's face. This refers to Pasuk HaMalachim. And Shiva Roi Pnei HaMelech. Seven correspond to the Roi Pnei HaMelech from Gilas Esther. We know Achashverosh had seven Roi Pnei HaMelech. Antonio Yosef, we have a brisa just like this from Yosef. Hani Shlosha V'chamisha V'shiva. These three, five, and seven judges. Shlosha Keneged Yitzhar Me'asaf, Chamisha Me'ar Pnei HaMelech, Sheva Roy Pnei HaMelech. Now, Amar Le'Abayi Rav Yosef, Abayi told Rav Yosef, I don't know, my time of Loi Parsh Lon Mar Hachi, up until now, why didn't you explain this to us? You never gave us this explanation. So Amar Rav Yosef told him, Loi Havi Dan Suzuchisu, I didn't know that you needed this explanation. Mi Be'isu Minoi Melsev Loi Amri Lechu, did you ever ask something from me and I didn't give you the answer? I would have told it to you had I known you didn't know this explanation. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss Ibra Hashanah, extending the year, adding this extra month. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.